The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the Planter's plant food.
It was 24 below zero this morning, and I feel so badly for all the little birds out in the garden. I'm Amy Grisak, a garden writer in Great Falls, Montana, and I want to give you a few tips to make these cold snaps a little bit easier on our feathered friends. Now, at the end of the summer, I left all my sunflowers standing, specifically for the birds, but they are gone. They have picked them clean. So now it's time to supplement the feed for these poor little things. Now, when the cold comes or a blizzard hits, the calorie requirements for birds increases dramatically. It takes a lot of energy to keep those little bodies warm. So instead of going for the cheapest bird seed we can find, we need to really try to find some good high-calorie bird seed, bird food. So look for those, the black seeded sunflowers, which are really good, high in fat, and definitely get some suet out to them. They need that fat to be able to fuel themselves so they can stay warm. Also, when you're feeding, you want to spread out your feeding stations. Instead of just one feeding site, try to break it up into two or three, because when that cold snap breaks or that blizzard stops, everybody is going to be out looking for food. So if you have it broken up a bit, there's going to be less squabbles and more likely that all the birds will get what they need. The other thing that is really important at this time of the year is open water. We often don't think about it, but they need water just as much, if not more, during the winter than in the summertime. So the easiest way to do it is to get a little bird bath heater and place that in your bird bath, or, you know, a tiny basin of water, to be able to have something opened up that they can utilize in between the storms. And the last thing that you really want to consider is keeping that protection. A lot of times people will clean up their gardens a lot in the fall, and it's oftentimes better to leave them, to leave the seed heads for the birds, to leave the shrubs and the bushes and the perennials. It just gives them more places to hide, more places to get away, and hopefully more places to be protected from weather like this. So I know we all feel bad for the poor little birds out there right now, but we can do our parts to at least make it more bearable to hopefully get them through the winter and be able to enjoy them again in the spring.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.